The hypocrites put on a sad face. I'm fasting. Oh, it's so hard. It's so hard. They disfigure their faces. They want everyone to know I'm fast. Oh, look at him. Oh, he's fasting. They have the reward. Look at, you wanted everyone to see? Now they see. And you are rewarded. And that is all you're gonna get. What he says is, when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face. Clean up. You know, look, put a clean look on. Don't like, well, I'm gonna go wash my face, I'm gonna go dirty. What he's saying is, hey, look your best. Don't look like you're having a fast. So that God can see your fast is truly towards him. You're trying to get his attention. You know all these things. You want God's attention, not man's attention. If you want man's attention, you can have man's attention. God is going to ignore you. Verse 19, lay not up for yourself. And what is a fast, in case someone doesn't know? It is when you stop eating. Break fast is the first meal of the day. You're breaking the fast of the night. It means simply to make fast the mouth, you know, to close your mouth. To shut it up against food. Verse 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon simply means riches. It's a transliterated Aramaic word. So he's saying is, you know, don't make the earth the place where you're laying up your treasures. This goes back to everything he says. He doesn't just mean with earthly wealth, though he does mean that. What he means is in your spiritual wealth, meaning you built up a reputation on the earth for being a religious and pious person. Good for you. Now everyone knows you're religious and pious, except for God, the only person who even matters. Lay up your piety with him. Lay up your prayers with him. Lay up your alms with him. Lay up your fastings with him. Lay it up with him, because nothing will corrupt it there. Nothing can get at it there. It remains unchanging, uncorruptible. But on earth, reputations disintegrate. Money flees away. And people say, oh, money, I've got my money in the bank. Well, currencies get devalued. Things happen. And even if you keep it your whole life, eventually you die. And your own body becomes corruption. And the money is given to others. But what will it profit you? Thieves break in and steal. Where your treasure is, your heart will be. Put your treasure with God, and your heart will be with him. Now, when we have too much in the earth, our hearts cling to the earth and to the things of this world. Our heart clings to it. We have a house, we have family, we have doodads, we have, you know, gadgetries and gizmos and, you know, and TVs, DVDs and MP3s and everything. Right? It's all there waiting for us, and we are thinking, oh, all my treasures, all my stuff, all my files, all my plastics, everything I've got. And your heart goes after it. But if rather you have treasured up in God all my fastings, all my prayers, all my compassionate deeds, and they are hidden with him and not seen of men, and you have no reward on earth, you're looking for something. You're looking to God. You're hoping in him. You're expecting a reward from somewhere else, and you know that your treasure does not lie here in the earth, but it is off, away from you. The light of the body is the eye. This is interjected. See, notice he talks about money, and then in 24 he says, no man can serve two masters. The light of the body is the eye. It's funny. Somebody, I forget where I read this, but they thought that this meant that the people who wrote the Bible thought light went out from the eye to see the world. And I thought that's the most ridiculous thing. Otherwise, we would have night vision. You know, we would just be outside and light would go out of our eyes. But light, as you know, light goes through the eyes into the body. The body, the eyes give light to the body. Without the eyes, the body cannot sense light. Ask a blind man. So the eyes are the light of the body. They transmit light into the body. The light from outside goes into the eyes, and that goes from the eyes into the body, back to the brain. And so the eyes give light to the body. The light of the body is the eye. I don't see why. It's funny, there are people who actually have a problem with that, or think it means something ridiculous. There's always those who are willing to read ridiculous ideas into the scriptures in order to discredit it, and those people probably already stopped listening. But for your sake, I say it who listen, in case you run across people like that. It's ridiculous. The light of the body is the eye. Pluck your eye out and see how much light you have. If your eye be single, clear, you know? The same thing with like simplicity, the singleness of mind. It's clarity. Unobscured. You know, it is that which is transparent. If it can get through there, then your whole body is full of light. But if your eye be evil, something not right, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Obviously, this is a parable, a little bit of a parable, because obviously that's true of the physiological thing. But what's he mean? He's talking about your treasures. The things your eye sees and that your eye treasures, if they are light, if they are transparently true, meaning I seek the kingdom of God, I look to him, and what comes through is clear and transparent and single and of pureness and of godliness. If that what goes in, your whole body shall be full of the light of the Lord. And God will see your good deeds and he will reward them. And you will have a good relations with God. Your treasure will be in heaven waiting when he comes from heaven with his kingdom and his mighty angels. But it's on eye be evil. If you have an evil eye looking, who sees me? You know, looking, what do they think of me? Looking,